Warning. Censorship. Warning.
They say informed consent, but working in vax clinics, multiple vax clinics, multiple testing sites, the message I'm hearing from the public is the fact that they're agreeing, but reluctantly. Is, you know, 90% of the people who I'm vaccinating are there because they want their freedoms back. They want to go and visit their families. They want to travel. They want to go to the pub. That's not the right reason to make a medical decision. I'm vaccinated myself, but I'm here standing because I believe in the right to choose. Choose for yourself. Make the decision based on your own investigations. Talk to your doctor and make that decision.
A lot of people may be watching this confused going, well, you're a healthcare worker. Don't you believe in the science?
Yes, I do believe in science, but I believe in the choice to make the right medical choice for yourself.
To threaten people's livelihoods is a complete overreach of government, and it's absurd. We live in a free and fair society, we're told. And yet, to be coerced into taking a mandated vaccine, that doesn't sound like a free and fair society to us, and that's why we're standing here.
This is not a public event. They didn't advertise this anywhere. These are colleagues that got together to take a stand.
You know, last year, healthcare workers were the heroes, and now a lot of them are going to be unemployed.
Just because I made a personal choice about my health, it's out the door.
We all received the email that it's going to be mandated after 15th of October, and we don't know what is going to happen. And we have family to feed.
Trying to work, feed our families, and now this is what we face because of a mandate.
You gave an anecdotal number of 90% of people there weren't there because they really wanted to. They were doing it just to get their freedoms back. We keep hearing this argument from the government that if you look at the vaccination stats, it means that those that have this view are actually in the minority, because they're claiming that if you see 60%, 70% are vaccinated, they're taking that as if that means that 70% support the government.
Yeah.
You're saying that that's not true. You're saying 90% of that 70% actually are just doing it because they feel they have no other way.
Absolutely. Like I said, people are feeling cornered. They're feeling cornered and there's no way out.
23 years in service, a therapist for 3 years. So you're about 21.
Nice.
How long have you been a healthcare worker?
15 years.
As a healthcare worker, we are gagged by the laws of APRA. I have actually already lost my job.
A majority of nurses feel the same way, you know. Sure, we are pro-science. Sure, a lot of them are pro-vax. I'm pro-vax. Fine, get the vaccine. But it's the mandates that don't sit right with us, and it's the mandates that shouldn't sit right with any Australian.
It's not science if you can't report it. It's not science if you can't question it.
You might find that people would be more happy and more willing to take the vaccine if you would just provide data and evidence and have an open dialogue about pros and cons, encourage people to go and visit their doctors and have that discussion. You know, if you corner a population, you know, tie their hands behind their back and force them, you will get a backlash, because we are a freedom-loving nation. And if you try and take those freedoms away, you will get backlash.
Here is Australia. I do believe people have a right to choice, to choose, and to have the right to decide which medical treatment you want.
We can see behind us a couple of police are arriving now. It'll be interesting to see how they react to this socially distanced crowd of colleagues from the health profession, those heroes that we've celebrated throughout 2020.
Even last year, where we saw a lot more hospitalizations, a lot more people in ICU, you know, and requiring ventilators and whatnot, our healthcare system did not buckle. Sure, you know, and you look at New South Wales, sure, their healthcare system is under strain in terms of hospitalizations and ICU beds, but they are coping. They are coping, and their case numbers are a lot higher than ours, obviously. You know, I don't think the healthcare system would completely collapse and buckle under that pressure. There are backup plans.
So you think we should have faith in our healthcare workers to do their job?
Absolutely, absolutely. We've been trained. We are trained health professionals.
Dangerous, angry young men that just want to perpetrate violence upon the police. I'm actually scared. I'm scared.
We see a lot of mental health people coming into ED with a lot of mental health problems, a lot of suicide attempts. you know, depression, anxiety is obviously on the rise, especially in our younger people. And that is a huge concern for us.
Thank goodness Victoria Police have just arrived to protect the community from the healthcare workers.
Well, I'm hoping he'll have a conversation with someone who may be in charge at the moment.
That won't be me, mate, but I'm happy to have a conversation with you.
No, I've got no interest in a conversation with you if you're not in charge. I just want to speak to someone who might be leading the group.
We keep getting told that all these mandates, all these restrictions, everything we're doing is to protect these people. So what happens the moment these people speak out? What are police telling you?
So we're just having discussions at the moment. We're probably going to be told to leave. And look, we just wanted to get our message out there today, and that was the main point of coming out. So if we have to leave, we'll all go back home.
Victoria Police members who came here in buses, indoors, sitting next to each other, posing far more of a risk. And we've seen in the last protest last week, there was a report of a close contact within the police force who came by bus. So if anyone here is posing a risk of spreading the virus, I doubt it's these socially distanced healthcare workers who work day in and day out to protect our health. I have a feeling it's the grandmother shooting cops that have come here today. I don't know about the optics of rubber bullets in this crowd, but if any of them do get shot by a rubber bullet, we have a couple of nurses on hand. What's happened there? You guys are dispersing? Do you guys feel like your message has...
Absolutely, absolutely. People will see this. This is our message.
Obesity is the biggest risk factor of corona. No one has reported that yet.
And if you would start reporting these truths, you wouldn't have so much hatred against the mainstream media for reporting lies.
It's jab or nothing, jab or nothing. Where's the obesity message?
That narrative has been pushed so hard that people no longer believe mainstream media.
You can see here, even healthcare workers are berating the mainstream media for sharing misinformation.
You put a fear in people.
About what?
About vaccines. You do.
How? What have I ever said? Give me one example.
I can't.
Because it doesn't happen. It never happened. I think one thing we can agree on is it was absolutely unnecessary for so much police to come and shut down a group of healthcare workers, socially distanced, masked, most of them vaccinated.
I'm a local in the area, and yesterday I went for a walk and I was so astounded that I took these photos.
Same place, one day apart. Huge group, small group. One point of difference, one has a political message and they're frontline healthcare workers, our heroes. One attracts hundreds of police. The other, this is certainly proving once again that this is not about your health. Because if it was, we would let the healthcare workers do their thing. This is about control. Avi Yamini for Rebel News in Melbourne, Australia. There you have it. The other side of the story here from Melbourne, Australia, where healthcare workers are standing united for the people. It will not be portrayed like that in tonight's news. That's why it's so important for you to like, comment, and share it far and wide for people to understand that even healthcare workers, those that were celebrated last year as heroes, are now standing up against the health tyranny. Then head over to yaminireport.com, give us your name and email so I can send you these reports directly to your inbox in case they ban us from the platform you're watching this on. Right now, yaminireport.com.